February 27th. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. He immediately made his disciples embark in the boat and cross over to Bethsaida on the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, he said farewell to them and went into the mountain to pray. At evening, the boat was out on the sea while he was alone on the land. He saw their struggling and their rowing, for the wind was against them. And he came to them about the fourth watch of the night, walking on the sea, and wanting to pass them by. They, however, saw him walking on the water, and thought he was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. He immediately spoke to them, saying, "Be of good courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He went up to them in the boat, and the wind subsided, and they were altogether astonished. They had not understood about the loaves, for their heart had been hardened. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately he urged the disciples to get into a boat and go before him to the other side, while he was dismissing the crowds. After he dismissed the crowds, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. At evening he was there alone. Already the boat was miles from the land, was being pitched by the waves, for the wind was contrary. In the latter part of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were alarmed, saying, "A ghost," and they cried out in fear. At once he calmed them, saying, "Be of good courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter spoke out, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus answered, "Come." Then Peter stepped down from the boat, walked on the water, and went toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he was afraid. He began to sink, and cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "Man of little faith, why did you doubt?" They stepped up into the boat, and the wind ceased. Those in the boat fell at his feet, saying, "Truly, you are God's Son." John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. Evening came, and his disciples went down to the sea, entered a boat, and started going across the sea to Capernaum. Darkness had already come, but Jesus had not yet come to them. A strong wind was blowing, and the sea was growing rough. After they rowed about 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, and he came near the boat, and they were afraid. He said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They were wanting to receive him into the boat, but immediately the boat was at the landing where they were going. Mark chapter 6, verses 53 through 56. They crossed over to the land, came to Gennesaret, and anchored. As they left the boat, they were immediately recognized. People ran about all of that country and began to carry the sick on stretchers, where they were hearing that Jesus was. Every place he went, in villages, cities, or in the country, they placed the sick in the marketplaces and begged to touch even the fringe of his clothing. As many as touched were healed. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. They crossed to the other side and came to land at Gennesaret. The men of that place recognized him and sent out into that whole area and brought all those who were badly sick to him. They were begging him that they might only touch the edge of his clothing. As many as touched were made well.